Hi, welcome to the third installation of Teshuvah, Return and Reboot, a daily podcast during the month of Elul in which we reflect on evidence-based strategies inspired by our tradition to return to our best selves and to renew our capacity to grow and change. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. Today, I wanted to continue focusing on the role of shofar and what it signifies for us in our process of teshuvah. And I wanted to highlight the work of Rav Sadia Gaon, a medieval scholar, who actually identifies 10 different reasons or purposes that the shofar serves in awakening us during the month of Elul and also during the Yamim Noraim. And one of them, which will be the focus of our reflection today, is that when Bnei Yisrael accepted Torah and Har Sinai, the sound of the shofar is described as very great. And the shofar is a reminder of what happened at Har Sinai. So the actual sound of the shofar symbolizes the rupturing open of the heavens and the descendants, so to speak, of the Shekhinah on Har Sinai to encounter Bnei Israel through Matan Torah. So that is a very powerful symbol to think about the rupturing open of the heaven and literally that which is supernatural becoming for those very intense and historical moments actually being experienced as accessible. I'd like to explore this concept from a perspective of the famous psychologist Abraham Maslow, who was also a Jew and the founder of the field of psychology known as humanistic psychology. And his famous theory was the proposal of a hierarchy of needs. So many of us have studied this in AP Psych or Intro to Psychology. And basically, Maslow developed this idea that humans have different types of needs that fall into different categories. And those needs include physiological, such as the need for air, food, water, and health, safety, the need for safety, shelter, stability, then social, the need for love, belonging, and inclusion, ego, which is the need for self-esteem, power, control, recognition, and self-actualization, which is the need for development, creativity, and growth. Now, many of us have learned that according to this theory, we all need different needs to be, all these needs to be filled throughout our life, but sometimes we may get stuck at a lower level in the hierarchy, and that it's really hard to focus on higher level needs, such as the need for self-esteem, when a more basic level of needs, such as having safety, shelter, and stability, are not readily available. Now, many of us also remember that at the peak of this hierarchy, which is usually depicted in the form of a triangle, is self-actualization, the need for development, creativity, growth, what we would say is the need to kind of activate and actualize our potential. So what we don't necessarily always learn about is actually a higher level that Maslow developed later on in his life and for some reason didn't get publicized, perhaps because it was seen as too spiritual, perhaps because he ended up dying suddenly and wasn't able to promote the idea, but he actually coined the idea known as self-transcendent. And he believed that self-transcendence is actually above self-actualization. And the reason why he was uncomfortable with self-actualization being at the peak was because he began to recognize that self-actualization is very much individual and it's very much self-focused, which is not the same as being selfish, but it's very much focused on oneself. So for example, he struggled with the notion that one can be a good parent because it's important for them, for their own sense of self, to be a good parent, but not necessarily because they're thinking of the care for others. Now, it could be, and I hope, that their child will benefit from them being a good parent, but they're really fulfilling their own need by activating their parenting. According to Maslow, self-transcendence is when we are really immersed in something beyond ourselves. It tends to be when we experience peak moments where we simultaneously feel like nothing and like we can accomplish anything at the same time. And it's in these moments that we can think about self-transcendence, which is really belonging to something bigger than ourselves, whether it's a community, whether it's a religious nation, whether it's God. And it's that connection to something that it transcends the boundaries of ourself that is actually at our highest, most sophisticated level of needs. Now, I have experienced this in different ways, and actually sometimes being immersed in tefillah in a community that is spiritually engaging and motivated. And I wanted to just share two examples from my own life and to encourage all of us to seek out those moments and those experiences and opportunities, because the call of the shofar can indeed be a beacon for us to intensify those moments, especially during this time of the year. So one was, I guess, during the pandemic when we were in Manhattan with our 6 children and there was a lot in the city that was closed for the first time ever. I walked to Times Square with my children from our apartment just to take a break after a long day of Zoom school, and there was literally no one there. So the city was emptying and there was nowhere to go indoors because everything was shut down. And we were increasingly looking for places to entertain our children when they finished their day of school on Zoom. And my friend Priya, who also lives in our building in a college campus because she is married to the Muslim chaplain in the university, told me a little known secret that it's actually possible to access the roof of our building, which I did not know. We'd been living in the building for about over 10 years, and I didn't even realize that the roof was accessible or available. So we somehow got the key, we got up to the rooftop, and it was amazing. I just felt completely absorbed by the sky of Manhattan, by being able to look down and see some of the pain and the uncertainty, almost washed away by the sweeping sky and beautiful skyline that I saw on the East River. And it suddenly put things in perspective. And being there with my children who had been cooped up in our apartment in the city, and just looking at the vast expanse was really a moment of self-transcendence, of realizing that in this day and at that time, it felt incredibly scary and everything felt uncertain. And yet we belong to something so much bigger than ourselves. And it a little bit put things in perspective for a few moments. I wanted to share another different type of moment of, I would say, self-transcendence. And this is a moment where I did something that I never thought I can do. And it was because I wasn't actually focusing on challenging myself, but I was focusing on outwardly. And that enabled me to actually push beyond my comfort zone, both physically and emotionally. And that was about 6 years ago when my oldest daughter was then a 7th grader and she became very passionate about Yachad. And she decided that she wanted to run the marathon, half marathon, I should say. Haven't done a full marathon. And she was really motivated to practice and prepare. And I thought I really had not run. In fact, when my husband and I were newlyweds and we were living in Washington Heights, as he was finishing up smicha at YU, he would try to kind of coach me and train me, and I literally could not move past a block. In fact, I kind of self-identified as having exercise-induced asthma. Like, I really felt physiologically that there is no way I could run. But I really wanted to do it so that I could be there for my daughter and do it with her. And I also really believe in Yachad. So I really pushed myself, and I just kept on thinking of the cause and not wanting to let down the organization that I'd committed to and the people that had donated on my behalf, and also especially my daughter, who I was so proud of, and I wanted to model for her that we can constantly grow and constantly take on things that seem out of our reach. And it was an amazing transcendent experience running in the half marathon. I was not nearly one of the fastest runners, but I made it. And being part of a group of runners that reflected a lot of people from many other meaningful organizations just felt so transcendent. I felt absorbed in the passion and the drive and the energy and really the community. And it became not something that I did to push myself past my limits or boundaries, but it became something that felt so much bigger than that. And I wish all of us that the call of the shofar really signifies an opportunity to transcend what we felt possible from ourselves on behalf of something greater than ourselves. Have an amazing day.